It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got a couple folks from Sally Morrow Elementary, as today is our school district update. I've got Principal Blake Allen and Instructional Coach Christina Anderson here with me. Going to talk about all the things going on up there. Got a lot to cover. So you know what? And it's always about praising and thanking a lot of the people that help out at the school, and then talking about some of the great wins that the students have had. So Principal Allen and Mrs. Anderson, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
So we're going to start right at the top, and we're going to start with Principal Allen. And how are things going at Sally Morrow right now?
You know what? Things are going great. Can't complain. We have awesome students and awesome teachers and staff. So as of right now, there's no complaints.
We're just doing pretty pushing. Good. Yep. Just making it to first thing you got to do, though, is make it to spring break, right?
Exactly.
And then once you make it there, it's the long haul into the end of the school year, which is not that far away. It's freaky to think about how close it really is to the end of the year.
Yes, this year has gone by really quick.
Really, really fast. All right, so you wanted to talk about specials teachers when we get going here. So go ahead, and I'll give you the floor, and you take it away.
Okay, yeah, we just want a huge shout out to our specials teachers at Sally Morrow. These are our art, music, computers, library, and PE teachers. They're something that are essential to the school. They take the kids for a period of time during the week so that the teachers can prepare as well as get more knowledge and more depth on some of the subjects. And so it's a huge shout out to them, tracking and managing behaviors. And then their communication back with the teachers on how the students are doing. It's just something fabulous we have at the school.
And it's one of those things that, you know, they may not be the quote unquote three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, but they're just as important and as essential as in everything else in the school, aren't they?
Yes, exactly.
So the hats off to all of them, and because, yeah, it's important that the kids get this. Plus, it gives them a little bit of a break from regular classwork, and it's most of the time the kids will tell you that it's fun to go and do these things. Not that maybe it's not fun for some of them to stay in class. I don't want to take that away from them, but still, that's a good time for them. So hats off, once again, yes, to the specials teachers. Now, Christina, we're going to talk about one of the R's, reading. Let's talk about that for a moment. It seems to always be a big thing district-wide every year.
Exactly. It is always a big thing district-wide. And within the schools, we always set some kind of reading goal because, as we've learned, reading affects all subject areas. So we really want the students to improve in all aspects of reading, whether it's the foundational skills, their fluency, accuracy, comprehension. All of those things are super important. We are excited to see the growth that the students are making. They're about 5 to 6% higher than where they were at this time last year. So we're striving to reach our end of the year goal, and maybe we'll get Mr. Allen to do something crazy again.
Oh, he doesn't ever do that, does he?
All the time for the kids.
It's good to see the beard coming back in.
Yeah, it's I don't know, the mustache has been so easy to take care of, so I don't know.
You know, I told you this, and I'm going to share it with Christina. I've always said that and this is just a huge compliment to you. As a elementary student, every student deserves to have a principal like you that's willing to go above and beyond and do crazy things to help the kids achieve a goal. And I think that's awesome. And if you ever get bored, just go on the Sally Morrow website and look at his yearbook picture. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'll say. And then after reading, we wanted to take a moment, Christina, you wanted to talk about some of the volunteers up there at the school.
Yeah, we just have some great volunteers that have been coming in consistently. They started with us last year. They've been excited to come back again this year. So we have some community members that come in and read with students in first and second grade regularly. And then we have the high school student government that has been coming up also.
And they're a huge part of the learning experience. I remember it. I think at least once a month, if not more, I would try and take a day from work and go hang out with my kids at school and go volunteer and things like that. And that's huge.
It makes a big difference, and the students love it. They're always asking, is it my turn to go read? Do I get to go read? So
that's right. So if you have the opportunity, I know the school year is kind of dwindling down, but if you want to be a volunteer, do they need to go to the district office and fill out the paperwork
Yes.
to get all that done?
Yep, they need to go do a background check, and then they can just call the school and we'll get them scheduled to come in.
So it's worth it. It totally will pay you back. I promise you that. And then back to Mr. Allen. Let's talk about essentials standards. You wanted to cover some of those things.
So, yeah, we have our teachers every year pick the essential standards for each grade level, for the grade level that they're teaching. Those essentials, then the teachers teach to mastery. And it's just a huge shout out to our teachers for picking the essentials for their classroom and then always reteaching and addressing those students that don't hit that goal, that don't hit mastery. They'll go back, they'll reteach. The students are put into intervention groups, and then the teachers assess them again and see where they are. The thing is, we look at growth. At Sally Morrow, our big thing is growth. We want the students to always be growing, always be learning, and gain the knowledge that they're going to need to move on to the next level. So the teachers finding those essentials, passing those off by grade level, I think it's a big shout out to them because it is hard work for them, and they're always pushing for that.
And that once again, too, is an important thing to kind of keep an eye out and kind of help everyone equally and make sure everybody reaches that end spot that they want to be in. And this kind of goes hand in hand with what we were just talking about, Mrs. Anderson. You wanted to talk about progress monitoring in mathematics and things like that.
Yeah, in both math and reading, and then even within the classroom, like the essential standards that Mr. Allen's talking about, it's super important that both our parapros and the teachers are tracking the student progress regularly. So we've set up a good progress monitoring schedule, and it just makes sure that, like I said, we're tracking the student growth. We're, you know, not letting anybody fall behind, and we're making sure that they reach those goals and seeing what we need to change to help them reach those goals.
And that's very important as well. And then we're going to wrap up. Mr. Allen, you wanted to talk about some goals. And as we're getting closer to the end of the school year, it's easier to kind of maybe look at those goals and say, this is totally attainable, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I think we want to set goals that our students can reach. We want to push them, but also we want them to feel that success.
And so those are do you guys like post them so the kids know what they are? Do they know what their goals are for the end of the year? Or do you have like first quarter goals, second quarter goals, and then end of the year goals, that kind of thing? Or how do you guys monitor all those?
So we have our end of year goals. We have our end of year goals that we want the students to hit, the classrooms to hit. We track those. We have assessments. The teachers are always reteaching to hit those school goals. That's one thing that I'm lucky enough. I get to do the fun things with the kids when they do hit those goals. So we do want them to hit those goals. As much as I wanted to keep my beard, like I wanted the students to hit their goal, to feel that success, and then to celebrate and know what it's like to obtain something.
And that's what it's all about. Well, Mr. Allen, you and I were looking at the calendar, and this is the last time in the school year that Sally Morrow that Sally Morrow's going to be in here. Mm-hmm. And as you both kind of, it almost looked like a sigh of relief sometimes. We appreciate you guys coming in. I know it's got to be a little difficult to get things ready to talk about and things like that, but we really do appreciate you coming in and letting us know about everything. And is there anything that you wanted to say as, you know, like I said, this is it. This is the last time you're going to be in here for the year. So let's talk about it for a moment, shall we? Go ahead and take it away, Mrs. Anderson. He just looked at her. So,
you know, to be honest, it is great to be able to brag about our staff, our teachers, our students, and the progress they're making. We really do have an awesome school, and so it's fun to be able to come celebrate those things.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. All right. Well, once again, Principal Blake Allen and Instructional Coach Christina Anderson, thank you so much for coming in. They're with Sally Morrow Elementary, just kind of bringing us up to speed on everything that's going on. So I'm going to let you guys get back to school, okay? And go Bulls.
Yeah, go
yes,
Bulls.
Thank you.
You bet. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.